pendulum. Basement.
You are still down here. Can you let me know that you're here with us? Thank you.
Is that your guess?
Yeah. That's a yes.
So your side of the sign is yes?
Mm-hmm. Front to back is no. Okay. I think you guys ask questions.
Mm-hmm. No. Is the person that we heard on the recording here with us still? That's great. We first want to thank you for the energy that it took to sit speaking to that recording earlier. I know that was very difficult for you. So thank you for doing that. It made the trip here worth it. So now I'm trying to understand what you said on there, and we're going to be able to listen back to it later and try to clean it up a little bit. But what I think you said in the one part was that your name, it sounded like your name was Scott. Is that correct? Is your name Scott?
K2.
Orange.
Like, yes. Again.
And the lamp.
Hair light just went off too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting a yes. Well, hi there, Scott. Thank you for talking with us. Thank you for letting us know you were here, and thank you for letting us know that was you.
Okay, Scott. I wanna find out a little bit about you here. Okay. Would you be okay if I asked you questions about yourself?
Yes. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you very much, Scott. Okay, Scott, did you die near here or around here? You could be in here on this property, anywhere in the town, but did you die around here?
That looks pretty definitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the most definitive answer yet.
Okay.
Thank you, Scott. I'm sorry to hear that, sir. Were you in the military at the time, Scott? No. Pretty strong now.
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right. Just curious if you had anything to do with the fort or in that history, sir. Thank you.
Okay, so if you were not part of the military when you died, were you associated with this house at the time of your death? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for telling us that, Scott. Scott, were you a family member to the Judsons?
Inconclusive.
Scott, can you push a little bit harder? Can you tell us, were you a family member of the Judsons? Okay, so Scott, you were not a family member, is that so? Were you somebody that worked at the house? Scott, can you tell us if you worked at the house?
Maybe you rephrase that. Were you a servant at the house, Scott?
Sorry to hear that, sir. Would you say you were treated poorly during your time here, sir?
Oh, man, that was an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry about that.
Yeah, Scott, you definitely didn't deserve to be treated that way, so a human being does. I'm sorry you had to go through that.
That's really cool, too.
Yeah, that was a really strong pull. I'm sorry to ask you that difficult question. I don't mean to bring that painful memories back to you, I promise. It just helps us get your story out there so people can understand it. Is that something that you want us to do for you? Sir, we will do our best to try and do that as best we can. If there's any way that you can give us some more information about you or your life or anything that you want us to know, any way at all that you can do that, we want to be able to help you. I wish I had a good way to phrase this, I'm sorry. Is there a better way for you to share that information with us? Sorry, Scott. I wish I knew a better way.
Scott, there's a individual sitting upstairs that you may know named Heidi. If we told her your name, would she be able to find information about you anywhere? It's a pretty definite yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Scott, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you trust us and our intentions? Scott, thank you very much for saying that. I do appreciate that you trust us because we are trustworthy individuals. I told you when we first got here that we're not here to do anything but tell the story that you have to speak. So we appreciate your honesty and your trust.
Thank you. I'm going to ask a bit of a pointed question here, Scott, but please understand, I just want to understand your situation better so that we can have more information. as a servant, would servant be an accurate term, or would slave be a more accurate term? Is slave more accurate? I'm sorry, Scott, that's awful. I very much disagree with that, and I could understand if you had a hard time trusting us. I'm assuming, and just let me know if I'm right, your masters, were they white? Thank you very much, Scott. I'm sorry to have to ask you these questions. I'm sure you don't want to remember, but it will help us find you, I promise. That was a big thump over there. Did you guys hear that?
That wasn't her upstairs. K2's coming too.
Yeah, that may have been, but that sounded like a footstep, dude, right next to me. That was loud as shit.
K2 just went up the orange, and the spirit light went off when you heard that.
I swear I just saw an orb. Okay. Sorry, Scott, that just startled me a little bit, but I'm glad to know you're here. Do you understand we want to help you, that we want to try to help you?
Yes.
Okay. I just want you to know our intentions are pure. Is part of the reason we appreciate your trust in us. Is it at all harder to trust us because of your history with white people? I can totally understand why that would be the case.
We all completely understand that.
I know it might not be clear or apparent to you the same, but a lot of us have learned a lot from the awful things of history.
I just saw a shadow look back in that corner.
And, you know, a lot of us really want to do what we can to... We can never take that back, but we want to make it better, and we want to do our best to provide justice for the awful things that people that came before us did. I just want you to understand that we come from that place of love, and we see you as a person, as a human being worthy of love and dignity and respect.
Yes, sir.
And I just want you to know that you don't have to answer anything for that. Just that's, I want you to understand that. And you're owed that now as well.
Scott, when you died, did you die as a result of an accident? Again, maybe?
Wait, accident. Scott, were you the person that we were interacting with upstairs that talked about dying a painful, slow death, suffocating? Holy shit, dude.
I got chills.
Look how hard.
I just got fucking chills.
Look how hard that's spinning, too.
Yep.
Scott, thank you. I'm so glad that we were able to. I'm so glad that we were able to confirm that with you, because we heard that upstairs, and we were trying to piece your story together.
Boy, does that make sense, though.
Yeah.
A slave that can't speak because his master, or.
Well, and if he wasn't.
I'm seeing movement in that corner back there.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much for talking with us tonight, Scott, and trying to help us understand your story. Just out of curiosity, and so I understand your feelings better, do you feel better having talked to us and having us learn this tonight? Good. That's good. I'm very glad to hear Scott, that, Scott, because we just want to help. We really, really do.
Oh wow, it's going really well.
Yeah.
Really well now.
Thank you so much for talking with us, Scott. We just want to help however we can. And I know it's very hard to find answers from our side to yours, Blue. I really appreciate you talking with us, sir. Is there anything else that we can do for you while we are here this evening that might be able to help you in any way? Okay. All right, so I'm just going to try to run down things that might lead us to what you want us to know. Is there more to your story that we can discover tonight? Super yes. Okay.
Is there a green light over here somewhere?
I'm not sure.
There's a blue light on that carbon monoxide alarm. That
okay.
Like they're right beside you.
This one?
Yeah.
Scott, is it something we need to find? I don't even know where to begin to look. Okay, now you're saying no.
That green, is that what you, over in that
just
direction?
Watch it, everyone. No, no, it's like right on the post, the one I'm talking about.
Is it more information that we need to get from you? Wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's what, okay. Nothing in that corner.
Is there more information that we need to get from you? Inclusive on that one. Okay, so is it related to somebody else's story who's stuck here with you? I got a yes. Okay. Is there?
Yeah, Scott.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, if you don't mind me interjecting.
Yeah. No, you go. Go.
Scott, I don't know really what capacity we have in the period of time that we have here to help get what you're looking for. But what I can promise you is that we will do what we can and get those involved that can spread the word, spread your story and your word. Would that be enough help for what we can do in the here and now? The K2 is going.
Yeah.
Is that a yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, Scott, I wish we could do more than we can. I want you to understand that. There's a certain capacity that we have with what we do. And unfortunately, we're kind of reaching it right now. But what I can promise you is that individual that's upstairs that, you know, can dig deeper and has the resources available to her to put a better story behind
right.
What you've had to suffer through.
And we all want that.
And we do. I mean,
we want you to have the acknowledgement that you deserve.
That's exactly why we're here.
Just a quick, I guess, more conversational question for you, Scott. Did you happen to hear way earlier tonight upstairs with the old kitchen when I was with, I believe, Dan, was saying how impressive it was to see what you and people in your time did with the technology that they had and the things that they had to make do with. I really admire that. I just was curious, did you happen to hear that?
Go
Good. You did. Okay.
Or that makes us happy.
Good. And the reason I ask that, Scott, is because I know that there's only so much that we can do tonight. But I want you, I guess, to remember that conversation and how I said that humanity builds progressively off of each other. And in that way, us talking with you tonight may not seem like too much right now, but other people will come and talk with you and learn more. And in that way, we will end up maybe being able to get the full story together for you. And I hope that knowing that can bring you some level of peace. Do you think that that does that for you? Wow. Holy shit. I'm very glad to hear that, Scott. Fantastic. That's all we want, is to help you and others with you and in this situation. I think we're going to head back upstairs now.
Yeah, and we're gonna. The reason we're leaving is because we want to go. We want to go share the information that we got.
Right.
And we want. We want to see if. If other people have contacted you previously, maybe there's us. Maybe all that information is already available.
Right. And then we can corroborate that information, which gives a science, basically a evidence. It serves as proof of life and of story. You know, for people that might doubt it, consistency between you telling us this and maybe other people that come to visit will be very important. Do you think you'll be able to do that to help get your story heard the way it needs to be?